This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
New census figures show good news and bad news for the state of California. The American Community Survey ranks metropolitan areas by poverty rates, and California is on the list both at the top and at the bottom. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Shireen Marisol Meraji has a tale of two metro areas.
If you live in the San Jose metro area like Stephen Levy, it's the best of times. The poverty rate is one of the lowest in the country.
Right now, the San Jose metro area is adding jobs at a very fast pace.
Levy directs the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy, and he says highly skilled, highly educated workers have got it made. The San Jose metro area is better known by its nickname, Silicon Valley. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. It pays to work in tech.
The San Jose metro area is either the highest average wage area in the nation or in New York.
According to the new census community survey estimates, the median household income for Levy's region is $84,000 a year, $20,000 more than the New York metro area. The median household income for Fresno's metro area is half that. So, if it's the best of times in San Jose, it's the worst of times in Fresno, and has been since the housing bust. Jim Connell runs a shelter in Fresno that offers free meals. He says he helps a lot of unemployed construction workers and their families.
We're seeing more families come to eat, particularly towards the end of the month when money runs out.
What are they desperate for? What do they want?
They want jobs. People don't like being homeless, contrary to popular belief.
The poverty rate in Fresno's metro area is holding steady at 26%, and there's no sign construction is coming back anytime soon. David Vera is an economics professor at Fresno State. He says it's tough to attract new businesses to a region where one in four people live at or below the poverty line and have little education.
We have not been able to attract the appropriate industry, and we're working on creating the labor force, but it's challenging because as soon as you have educated individuals, they'll move somewhere else.
They could move to San Jose. It's less than 3 hours away, wages are high, and poverty is low. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.